What's up? What's up? Party people in the house. It's Monday. Who's lit? Am I lit? I am not lit. I am not lit today. Today I am taking off. I'm binging Harry Potter. I'm doing all the shit I say not to do in my podcast, and I'm doing it today because it's my day off, man. How do you recharge quickly? How do you recover quickly? How do you rest efficiently? Like, I'm gonna be totally honest. Leading up into the mastermind call that I started a little over a week ago, I dumped all my energy into this mastermind, right? How can you dump your energy into something when that's not even a fucking tangible thing? I don't know, bro. You intend to, right? I think you can transfer your energy to people. And if you don't, then whatever. Fuck you too. But I think you could hold someone's hand and literally infuse them with your energy. I think that's very possible, and I think I've done it multiple times. Anywho, so Mastermind was infused, right? On the pros and cons. Pros, okay, anyone who's making 10 to 20 G's a month net income, 100% from their own business, hey, that deserves some props, okay? I was being a little negative in the past couple episodes, how I felt about the mastermind. Okay, pros, yeah, some people are making some money. Pros, he's got a little mini YouTube channel, okay? He's got 30,000 subscribers. That's decent. Pros, he's been doing this for a few years. He knows the ins and the outs. Pros, he knows probably every influential reseller in America. Okay, cool. Cons, fucking low energy, low as hell, man. Listening to the calls made me fucking exhausted. Cons, he's the only one making money. It seems like everyone else is just still has a job and still treats it as a side hustle. Okay, why are you the most successful person in your mastermind? That doesn't make any sense to me. Cons, I don't like to operate at 7 in the morning. Okay, I tried it out for a week, waking up at 5, 6 a.m. On one hand, yes, it does feel like you're being super productive, but don't bullshit yourself. Like, I was getting fucking tired by like 8 p.m. Okay, so even though I was waking up at like 4, 5, 6 a.m., I didn't have an entire day's worth of energy because my circadian rhythm, or I'm just not a morning person, or the calls, or whatever, you know. I kind of feel like being in the hive mind. The hive mind is, being up at 6, 7. People who work the 9 to 5, that's like the hive mind. I feel like when I'm in the hive mind, it makes me tired. I mean, that's just to say, to each his own. Figure out your own frequencies. Figure out your own fucking the time that you prefer to be awake, the time that you prefer to work. You just gotta maximize your time. Okay, for some people, that's waking up at fucking 8 a.m., 6 a.m., 4 a.m., right? Who cares? For other people, it's figuring out their own schedules. How to rest and recharge efficiently. Man, life is too short to be burnt out all the time, but life is also too short to have regrets, okay? How do we find this delicate dance of I want to maximize my time, but I don't want to feel like I'm fucking burnt out because I'm pushing myself. How can I enjoy my life when literally all I do is work? But then simultaneously, how can I be proud of myself if all I'm doing is the bare minimum? There's got to be a sweet spot, right? Give me that G spot. Where's it at? Okay, then the next part is how to recharge effectively. Usually what I do, especially when I was in sales, where we only had one day off and we were like cranking every day or trying to, a very intensive job, very intensive field. So literally what we would do on our day off is we would literally just lay there like vegetative, like comatose to recharge all of our energy. I'm not saying do that, but I'm saying it does help. Like, I'm not doing shit today. I'm literally binging a Harry Potter marathon. I'm gonna watch all fucking 8 movies in a row, right? I'm just gonna binge, right? I'm gonna eat some peanut butter and I'm gonna fucking binge. But what I always tell myself in the back of my head is go, meaning go, like go work, go, like be productive. I always tell myself, or I hear it as an intuitive voice, go when you're ready to go. Go when you want to go. Like, when you want to work, then you're ready to start working again, right? That works for me because I have a lot of discipline and because I want to be energized. I want to feel like I want to work, if that makes sense. I want to feel like I want to, right? So if I don't want to, first step is get me back to where I want to. So usually I'll just do shit that's so boring that I will no longer be tired. I'll be bored. And then once I'm bored and I'm like, all right, man, enough is enough. Like, we got shit to do, right? Then I'm like, all right, I'm ready to roll, right? But it's like, it requires some experimentation. You got to figure that out on your own. When am I ready and how can I recover quicker? How can I sleep more efficiently? How can I rejuvenate myself faster? And how can I be more productive? Honestly, I'm not used to waking up at 4 or 5 a.m., right? If that was a habit for me, then maybe I would be very productive, from 4 a.m. to like 8 p.m. I don't know. It just feels weird for me. I'm way more productive from like 10 a.m. to like 4 a.m. That's when I shine. Okay. So I tried it out for a week and I was like, honestly, this is making me less productive. Right, so to be on the mastermind calls, I got a couple nuggets of wisdom, from people who may or may not be professional resellers. But at the end of the day, there's really nothing left they could tell me. It's up to me to do 200 items a week. I finished up the last part of my systems, which is inventory management and putting everything in a database, labeling everything, and then kind of creating a custom SKU, which really just means like it's a really basic barcode. But you label it so it goes straight from photographing to inside of the mailer bag, ready to be mailed, and then already has a label on it so I can find it. Because once I've got about 2,000 items, it's going to get a little bit more difficult to find shit. I already started experiencing that. So that's why you label it and you sort it out so you know exactly where it is. And then that maximizes your space. So that's going to maximize my storage unit. I could probably put 5,000 items in there, and then I have to get another storage unit or some other space. Anyways, recharge quickly. Figure out your own rhythm. Figure out when you're productive the most. Life is too short to be a slave to work, because otherwise, what's the point in having all this money if you don't have time? But life is also too short to waste away every evening when you know you could be working on your craft, owning your side hustle, building new skills, networking more. Sometimes it's okay to binge TV and movies. I'm not saying it's not. That's what I'm doing right now. But how long do we need to stay there? Because, like, there's a certain amount of time where after you sleep 10 hours, 10, 11 hours, you're oversleeping, right? And then have you ever slept like 12, 14 hours and you just feel like shit, like your head hurts, you're dehydrated, like you slept too much, right? So don't binge too much. Just understand your rhythms, understand your cycles, and have a great week.